Welcome to our mini-series on being a global researcher. Today I'm talking to Darius about his experience of working internationally. Darius, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, thanks Katie for giving me this opportunity to talk here. And my name is Darius Köster. I'm an assistant professor at the Warwick Medical School in the Division of Biomedical Sciences. And I'm a biophysicist interested in the mechanics of the cell surface.
We've talked already about what it's like in terms of your career as a global researcher, but perhaps you could maybe tell us about what it's been like for your work-life balance as a global researcher. What advice perhaps would you give to someone considering moving country to continue their career?
Yeah. So one question, of course, is in terms of work life, you want to choose a place that is sort of suiting to your expectations. So again, it's often very helpful to visit before taking the decision, however possible that is. It can sometimes be very tricky if it's a very far-flung location, but sometimes even that is possible. And that's very important. I mean, for me, it was, for example, before even choosing to deciding to go to India, I had the opportunity. They invited me for a week to be able to really see the place, get a feeling of not only the institute, but also the city, and to be able to say, okay, this is a place where I can imagine to live for a couple of years. Because that's very important to have a place where you feel okay and well, because you will be in a very different environment. You will be far away often from your family. So this is something to take into account. You have to be clear about that you're far away from maybe friends, family that you normally would see often. And then the question of how to keep up the connection is of course there, which now it's getting easier and easier, I guess, but still it's different having just a video call versus being able to just get into a car or train and drive over. And it's also important to understand sometimes in what are the expectations in terms of work-life balance, because they can differ quite a bit depending on the country where you're in, because each country has their own, again, like work culture and life culture. So in France, for example, it was very clear. I was often the last person in the lab and the first person in the lab, because others would, there was a much clearer idea that where you do your work, but then also in the evening also you go out, you have dinner, or you don't go into the lab on the weekend. In India, in contrast, we had many people who more or less, I mean, the campus was in such a way that you would nearly spend the whole day on campus in the labs. Yes, there was then maybe the occasional you could play football or so in the evening, or you would go to the gym for an hour and then go back to the lab because you would just work and only go back to sleep. Yeah. And then to be also clear about that, yes, the work is important, but then also take out a weekend or take out a few days to travel and actually benefit from the new place where you're in is very important.
So of all the places that you've worked, what work-life balance approach have you enjoyed the most? You talked about France being having that approach where you were the first one in and the last one out compared to perhaps some of your colleagues, and that comparison to India. Which of the places that you've worked, which has maybe matched your preferences?
Well, I mean, I have to say I was maybe not the best advocate of a work-life balance for, I mean, that's also again quite normal. I think if you're first pursuing getting a PhD and then moving on and trying to set up something new as a postdoc, so you're quite driven and might even forget about your life part of the balance to some extent. But no, it's important if you're in a place that is sort of tolerant to different approaches. I was lucky that my supervisors, they were always sort of very hands-off in that regard. They were just, the project had to move on, but in a way it was my decision how to move on best. And then it's more important that you find maybe the right friends, networks to make sure then also that sometimes they just take you out and say, no, let's take a weekend off and we go to Goa, or let's go to some mountains. And so that's an important part. I mean, I think the most important sort of for the regular life for me was that I had clearly a few hours per day where I could say, okay, I do some sport, or I do a walk in the park when I felt it's enough. But yeah, a good network of friends is also very helpful there.
So it's not always about the country, but the people who are there as well to support
yeah,
you,
yeah, exactly.
to keep you grounded, I guess, and to keep you balanced from the research lab and the life outside of the research lab.
Yeah, and you yourself, you develop also. No, I mean, you grow and you might become more mature. So what I was doing when I was a PhD student is maybe something I would now say, this is crazy what you did, but at the time it was okay.
So in terms of those, that balance that you've managed to strike now, what are your future plans? How are you moving on with your career, but also keeping that work-life balance in check?
I mean, I found a very nice place now, very nice environment to work at the CMCB. And so first now I want to establish my group. I'm actually seeing myself now more as an enabler also, hopefully, so that I can teach my PhD students well and send them maybe also off to good locations, either for training first for a few weeks before they then can make a better decision how they move on in their career. Recruiting postdocs from different places and sort of, but while recruiting also, I mean, what another aspect that you learn, of course, is you get in touch with people from very different backgrounds, from very different countries, but also you experience how different it can be and how difficult it can be for people from different countries to move and to come in, and visa problems or the whole part of visa. Sometimes you want, I mean, I think when scientists come together, I think they often wish traveling would be so much easier different between countries. But so having this awareness and sort of this might also help in recruiting people from abroad and giving them the opportunity to come to the lab here in the UK. So that is something hopefully I can do.
Brilliant. So helping other people to become global researchers and to have all the benefits that you've seen in your career being a global researcher.
Yeah.
So thinking about your work-life balance particularly, what advice do you think what advice would you give to researchers in terms of that work-life balance?
Yeah, so I heard a very good comment of another PhD supervisor, which was sort of be pragmatic about your research. So don't try, if it just doesn't work the way you will, it should work and you think you work, think maybe about a different way and maybe a simpler way, or accept that it is not super perfect necessarily. But then the other very important part, which I definitely didn't follow for some time earlier, was make sure you sleep enough to be clear. Sounds very profane, but it's true. It's very important.
So what do you think has been the most challenging part of moving country from a personal side?
Yeah, so I think the very challenging is just to be clear that you're not really gone for good, but you go for a good part of your time, and then you have to think, what do you want to take with you? Of course, if you're in the right mindset and maybe in the beginning when you're younger, there's less baggage to carry, but it becomes more and more with time. I mean, in my personal example, it was sort of, well, I didn't have a partner for a long time till like the middle of my postdoc. So the first traveling was actually fairly easy, and it was more or less a suitcase. But then I met my partner actually in India. So she was also a scientist, so she is also a scientist. And the most challenging there was that for some time, she then moved for a postdoc to Chicago. I was still in Bangalore, and we had a really long distance relationship for more than a year. And that was really challenging because with the time shift of like 13 hours, also even communication wasn't so obvious. So this was a challenging time.
Yeah, that definitely. And that's an amazing relationship to keep going, a 13-hour time difference. Wow. On a practical level, how have you managed to make sure that you can move without or with all of the things that you gather along? What advice would you give to people on the practicalities of moving country?
I see it often also as a new start. So just don't take too much. You will find a lot of things where you go, and have maybe a good place where you can store things if there's really things that you can't let go. But otherwise, I would just say keep it simple and basic.
Keep the memories, but not the things. What future plans do you have for continuing your global career path?
Yeah, I don't have any clear plans, I have to say. I want to first now establish my lab here, and I don't see any reason at the moment to move again, but I'm open, sort of. We always, I mean, the thing is also, of course, you have then maybe a multi-body problem. So it's not only me, but then also my wife. So sort of there's a question of where can you find a good place that we both can work well. And it can be exciting to, at some point, maybe in much later, to set up a new whatever lab or institute or research program, I mean, depending on how well my scientific career goes, but I'd be open to that.
So it sounds to me as if for the moment you're happy to enable others to become global researchers in your recruitment.
Yes, that's a much more important task right now. Yeah.
Brilliant. And finally then, looking back, would you do this all again?
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
And what do you think has been the best highlight for you?
Oh, there were many, many highlights, but apart from being able to really meet an exquisite group of scientists and in different places and learn so much and learn different cultures and languages. Very exciting part was actually when I was in India, then to be able to also then go to San Francisco for a few months to another lab to learn a few techniques there, to set up this, to have this interim there at the Marine Biology Laboratory, where you could teach scientists from all over the world for 2 weeks on techniques. So, and yeah, just being part of this global network of researchers, and then again each big meeting to meet one or the other is always a great pleasure.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.